Ezra chapter 9. Now when these things had been completed, the leaders approached me and said, "The people of Israel and the priests and the Levites have not separated themselves from the peoples of the lands who live according to their detestable practices, the practices of the Canaanites, Hittites, Perizzites, Jebusites, Ammonites, Moabites, Egyptians, and Amorites. They have taken wives from their daughters for themselves and for their sons. They have thereby mixed the holy seed with the peoples of the lands, and the leaders and officials have taken the lead in this unfaithfulness." Then when I heard about this situation, I tore my clothing and my robe, and I pulled out some of the hair on my head and my beard and sat down appalled. Then everyone who trembled at the words of the God of Israel, because of the unfaithfulness of the exiles, was gathered around me as I sat appalled until the evening sacrifice. At the time of the evening sacrifice, I arose from my self-humiliation, and with my clothing and my robe torn, I got down on my knees and stretched out my hands to the Lord my God. I said, "My God, I am ashamed and too embarrassed to lift my face to you, my God, because our sinful deeds have risen above our heads, and our guilt is so great that it reaches to the heavens. From the days of our ancestors until today, we have been extremely guilty. Because of our sinful deeds, we, our kings, and our priests have been turned over to the kings of the lands by sword, by captivity, by plunder, and today by humiliation. Now for a short time, mercy has been shown to us from the Lord our God, in order to leave us a remnant that has escaped, and to give us a stake in his holy place, so that our God may give light to our eyes, and give us a little relief in our slavery, because we are slaves. However, even in our slavery, our God has not abandoned us, but has extended favor to us before the kings of Persia, in order to give us relief, to raise up the house of our God and to restore its ruins, and to give us a protective wall in Judah and in Jerusalem. Now what can we say after this, our God? For we have forsaken your commandments, which you commanded through your servants the prophets when you said, 'The land which you are entering to possess is a land polluted with the filth of the peoples of the lands and with their detestable practices that fill it from end to end with their impurity.' So now do not give your daughters to their sons, and do not take their daughters as wives for your sons. Never seek their welfare or their prosperity, so that you may be strong and may eat the good things of the land and leave it as an inheritance for your children forever. After everything that has come upon us because of our evil acts and our extreme guilt, nevertheless you, our God, have punished us less than we deserved, and have given us a remnant that has escaped like this. Should we break your commandments again by intermarrying with the peoples who commit these detestable practices? Wouldn't you remain angry with us until you completely destroyed us and left us without a survivor or a remnant that has escaped? Lord God of Israel, it is because you are righteous that we are left with a remnant today. Here we are before you in our guilt, but no one can stand before you because of this." Chapter 10. Now as Ezra prayed and confessed, weeping and throwing himself down in front of the house of God, a very large crowd from Israel gathered to him, including men, women, and children. The people also wept bitterly. Then Shechaniah, son of Jehiel, from the descendants of Elam, responded to Ezra, "We have been unfaithful to our God and have married foreign wives from the peoples of the land. However, now there is hope for Israel in this matter. So now let us make a covenant with our God to send away all our wives and the children born to them, according to the advice of my Lord and of those who tremble at the command of our God. Let it be done according to the law. Get up, because the matter is your concern and we are with you. Be strong and take action." Then Ezra got up and required the officials among the priests, the Levites, and all Israel to take an oath that they would deal with this matter. So they took an oath. Then Ezra got up and left the front of the house of God. Then Ezra got up and left the front of the house of God and went to the chamber of Jehohanan, son of Eliashib, and spent the night there. He did not eat any food or drink any water, because he was mourning over the unfaithfulness of the exiles. Then a proclamation was made throughout Judah and Jerusalem for all the exiles to gather in Jerusalem. According to the decision of the officials and the elders, anyone who would not come within 3 days would forfeit all his property, and he would be banished from the community of the exiles. So all the men of Judah and Benjamin gathered in Jerusalem within 3 days. It was in the 9th month, on the 20th day of the month. All the people were sitting in the public square in front of the house of God, trembling because of the situation and as a result of the rains. Ezra, the priest, arose and said to them, "You have been unfaithful and have married foreign wives, thereby adding to the guilt of Israel. So now give praise to the Lord, the God of your fathers, and do his will. Separate yourselves from the peoples of the land and from your foreign wives." The entire assembly answered in a loud voice, "It is so. We must do as you have said. However, there are many people, and it is the rainy season. We can't stand around outdoors, and the business will take more than a day or two since we have rebelled greatly in this matter. Let our officers represent the entire assembly, and let everyone in our cities who has married foreign wives come at appointed times. The elders from every city and its judges should come with them until the fierce anger of our God concerning this matter has been turned away from us. Only Jonathan, son of Asahel, and Jehaziah, son of Tikva, opposed this, and Meshullam and Shabbathiah, the Levite, supported them." So the exiles acted according to this decision. Ezra, the priest, and men who were leading the fathers of the fathers' houses were selected, all of them identified by name. They convened on the first day of the 10th month to investigate the matter. On the first day of the 1st month, they finished dealing with all the men who had married foreign wives. From the descendants of the priests who had married foreign wives, these men were identified. From the descendants of Jeshua, son of Jozadak, and his brothers, they were Messiah, Eliezer, Jarib, and Gedaliah. They pledged to send away their wives and to offer guilt offerings, a ram from the flock for their guilt. From the descendants of Immer, they were Hanani and Zebediah. From the descendants of Harim, they were Messiah, Elijah, Shemaiah, Jehiel, and Uzziah. From the descendants of Pashur, they were Elionai, Messiah, Ishmael, Nethanel, Jozabad, and Elisha. From the Levites, they identified Jozabad and Shimei and Kelaiah, that is, Kelita, Pethahiah, Judah, and Eliezer. From the singers, Eliashib. From the gatekeepers, Shalom, Telem, and Uri. From the lay people of Israel, from the descendants of Parosh, they were Ramiah, Isaiah, Malkijah, Majamin, Eliezer, Malkijah, and Benaiah. From the descendants of Elam, they were Mataniah, Zechariah, Jehiel, Abdi, Jeremoth, and Elijah. From the descendants of Zatu, they were Elionaiah, Eliashib, Mataniah, Jeremoth, Zabed, and Azizah. From the descendants of Babiah, they were Jehohanan, Hananiah, Zebai, and Athaliah. From the descendants of Bani, they were Meshullam, Maluk, and Adiah, Jashub, and Sheal, and Jeremoth. From the descendants of Pahath Moab, they were Adna and Kelal, Benaiah, Maasiah, Mathaniah, Bezalel, and Binui, and Manasseh. And from the citizens of Harim, they were Eliezer, Ishijah, Malkijah, Shemaiah, Simeon, Benjamin, Maluk, and Shemariah. From the descendants of Hashum, they were Mataniah, Matatah, Zabed, Eliphelet, Jeremiah, Manasseh, and Shimei. From the descendants of Bani, they were Maadiah, Amram, and Uel, Benaiah, Bediah, Keluhu, Vanaiah, Meramoth, Eliashib, Mataniah, Mataniah, and Jaasiah, and Bani, and Binui, Shimeiah, and Shelemiah, and Nathan, and Adaiah, Machnadabiah, Shashiah, Sherai, Azarel, and Shelemiah, Shemariah, Shalom, Amariah, Joseph. From the citizens of Nebo, they were Jeiel, Medithiah, Zabad, Zabina, Jedi, Joel, and Benaiah. All these had taken foreign wives and had children with them.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.